This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up on Friday night, former Olympian and reality TV star Bruce Jenner announced that even though he's biologically a man, he identifies as a woman. We'll talk to an expert about what it means to be transgender.
First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Wisconsin's new queen, Allison Dairyland, will soon be crowned. This talk of queens got historian Erica Janik thinking about the long history of women and agriculture.
Some girls dream of being a movie star. Me? I've got a thing for agricultural queens like Alice in Dairyland. Alice is Wisconsin's agricultural royalty. She travels the state during her year-long reign talking up the importance of farming. Alice in Dairyland got her start in 1948 at the Wisconsin Centennial Exposition. Margaret McGuire Blott had the honor of being the first Alice. Her early years were a bit strange. At the state fair, a huge papier-mâché Alice would answer questions from children while the real one sat backstage and threw her voice. But she also got to travel the country. Early Alices logged more than 150,000 miles a year. They went to Hollywood, rode in the Rose Parade, and danced with Lawrence Welk on TV. I met my first Alice at the Wisconsin State Fair, where I got to shake her hand. She also gave me a cow-shaped air freshener. This was only my first encounter with Wisconsin royalty, though. I once took a class with Wisconsin's honey queen. She wore a different honey t-shirt every day. I thought at first she just really liked honey. Wisconsin's royalty isn't just confined to dairy and honey, though. We've also got a cranberry queen, a brown Swiss queen, and a cherry blossom queen, among others. And as lovable and endearing as they may seem, these agricultural queens have an ancient history. For thousands of years, women have been associated with agriculture and the harvest. Women are symbolic of the earth, fertility, and abundance, the very things that people hoped for their crops. The mystery of life, especially birth, was one area where women had deep firsthand knowledge, and fertility goddesses, particularly Mother Earth, found their roots in agriculture. All over the world, from Asia and Africa to Europe and South America, female goddesses represented the fruitful plains as well as the work of tending to them. The Greeks had Demeter, who was said to have invented agriculture and all of the rituals associated with it. The Romans had Ceres, as well as Pomona, to keep an eye on the fruit trees. Hindu goddesses watched over food, the harvest, and nourishment. In North and South America, a corn mother gave life to the continent's staple crop. Corn, along with beans and squash, were known as the Three Sisters because the plants were said to embody female spirits. So Alice in Dairyland and Wisconsin's other queens aren't just some pre-feminist holdover from the 1940s and 1950s. They're the modern incarnation of a tradition that stretches back thousands of years to people and cultures around the world.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org.
And while you're there, you can check out a lot of recent Wisconsin Life stories. Check out their various their game series. And a lot of other just unique takes on what it's like to live in Wisconsin and Wisconsin culture. By the way, coming up in just a bit, we'll talk to an expert about what it means to be transgender. The issue was put in the spotlight by an interview, Bruce Jenner talking to Diane Sawyer last Friday. And then we'll take a look at fracking later today. Representative Mark Pocan of Wisconsin introducing legislation that would put an end to fracking in state and national parks.
That's right. And right now we'll be talking to a true dairy queen. Joining us now is Debbie Crave, Vice President of Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese and a former Alice in Dairyland. Debbie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, you were the 34th Alice in Dairyland. Take us back. What was that experience like for you?
I was selected in Dodge County way back in 1981, and it was a lengthier process, but still similar today with interviews and different appearances and even a parade, several different judges, more finalists. We called them finalists at the time, and the event ended with a coronation ceremony, so there was a bit of hoopla involved, and now it's quite structured as a business interview, but many of those same activities are still there, the interviews and selection process. And certainly it was very exciting and big deal for me, kind of launched my career in agriculture.
Yeah, what kind of responsibilities did you have while you were serving as Alice of Dairyland, or Alice in Dairyland?
Sure. I did a lot of what was called Wisconsin Cheese Festivals around the country, working with the American Dairy Association of Wisconsin. We didn't have
And I'm afraid we just lost our guest. We'll work on getting her back. And what about you? Do you have any experience with one of these sorts of agricultural things? Let's see if we've got Debbie Crave back with us now. Debbie, are you there?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm back. We didn't have a Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board at the time, so but we had an American Dairy Association. So I was able to go to Los Angeles and be on Romper Room, which I thought was a big deal, Buffalo, New York, New Orleans, Connecticut. And we did radio and TV interviews about Wisconsin cheese, had a 100-foot cheese festival, and really did a lot of promotion.
A 100-foot cheese festival, what's that?
Well, it was a concentrated effort over the course of a couple of weeks to promote Wisconsin cheese in a region where cheese was already sold and people could buy it and learn about it. And I think there's similar efforts today, but certainly called other things. And I was lucky to kind of be a part of that event for a few days, fly in, do some media, some personal appearances. When I say do media, I mean radio and TV interviews. And a lot of other things that I did, though, were school visits, a lot of education of youth, and that's something that is maintained today. I know Alice meets with a lot of fourth graders because they study agriculture, and so they want to always, you know, emphasize that importance of Wisconsin agriculture and dairying to youth, because we have a great tradition in our state of producing high-quality food, dairy products, fruits and vegetables, as Erica mentioned in her story about agricultural queens. So,
talking to Debbie Crave, former Alice in Dairyland, now Vice President of Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese. And Alice, did your Alice in Dairyland experience help prepare you for a professional career in the agriculture field?
Yes. Great question. I was a forestry horticulture major in college, and I was all set to work for the Forest Service out west. Now, I did marry a dairy farmer, so that kept me in Wisconsin. But through the marketing activities of Alice in Dairyland, it really launched my career in marketing. And for right after I was finished with Alice in 1983, I worked at the Department of Ag for 15 years in marketing and promoting Wisconsin ag products, and even with the Alice in Dairyland program. And then I went on to work for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and now our own family business. We have a dairy farm and a cheese factory, and we're proud to be a part of the state's great dairy tradition. So, yes, it was integral, and you would find that with many of the Alices over the years, that the position of Alice in Dairyland really helped them get started in a great career.
And, Debbie, we read that one of the things you had to do was to go head-to-head against a New Orleans Saints football player in a crawfish-eating contest. What was that about?
Oh, and I wish I had a picture of that. A big guy, and yes, a plate piled high with crawfish. And to me, they were just crayfish, something that you would see under the pier up north when we would go on vacation in Hayward. So here I am faced with this pile of crawfish with the heads on. I learned you're supposed to break it in half, suck on the head, and then, eat the rest. It was a promotional event to attract attention to, the Cheese Festival, Wisconsin, and just some of those kinds of gimmick things are part of what you do to promote and have fun, in the job. And it was great. I'm sure I didn't really win, but we made a good time of it.
Debbie, you've been Alice in Dairyland. You work in an agricultural industry now. We hear often about a growing role of women in agriculture and, of course, a long historical role there, too. What would you say to younger women looking at a career in some kind of agricultural field?
I have one of those. I have a 17-year-old daughter,
and
I've been talking to her a lot about even a biology education major and what she could do even with that degree in agriculture, because there's a lot of great jobs out there, from science and education to working on farms and in food production facilities. And I'm happy to see that Alice in Dairyland's in its, I think, 68th year. I found that incredible. I don't feel that old. So, that's a great job too, because it's a good launching point for a lot of different positions, even in ag, from marketing and food production to running your own business. One of the Alices is a great PR firm in the city here. So Can't say enough about it. I'm happy to be a part of the tradition, and it is that. It's a wonderful tradition.
And what does it mean to you, looking back now, to have been a part of that Alice in Dairyland legacy?
Oh, I'm quite proud. Sometimes I'm amazed that I managed. Many of us former Alices will say that, wow, aren't you glad you applied when you did, because it's so difficult now. And we all say that to each other. We have a nice sisterhood. We keep in touch, many of us. And I'm working on some oral histories even for the program with some other people, just to not lose those stories and experiences, because there's some fascinating ones. And you mentioned some earlier, the Alices that might have been in the Rose Bowl or traveling all over, but I think every Alice has some sort of unique experience. And we all usually picked a different sort of theme and focus in my era of Alice to talk about throughout the year, so that led to many interesting stories and kind of the making a difference in people's lives. When you hear little children or people that are now adults say, oh, I remember meeting Alice and this is what I did because of it, really makes it all worthwhile.
Well, Debbie,
you know,
thanks
you
so
can
much.
Make an impact. And I think agriculture needs that, and women need that.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it today.
You're welcome. Happy to be a part of your show, and sorry for the confusion.
Oh, no problem. That was Debbie Cray, Vice President of Cray Brothers Farmstead Cheese and former Alice in Dairyland.